Now, I read verse 6. For they have made ready their heart like an oven while they lie in wait. Their baker sleepeth all the night. In the morning it burneth like a flaming fire. In other words, everything is done to stir up the passions of men and women. And we hear this so-called sophisticated argument about pornography. Well, today we're adults and we ought to be able to choose what we want to see and what we want to hear. Well, I'm not able to choose what I want to see and what I want to hear on the radio and on the television today. And I can't walk down the street without I see things and I hear things. I don't choose that. It's more or less chosen for me. And I'm of the opinion that there are a great many people would like to see better things and hear better things than we are today. It's owing to whose liberty that you're talking about and whose freedom that you're speaking of. Now, he says, verse 7, they're all hot as an oven. And I think, oh boy, is that a picture of our nation today. They're all hot as an oven and have devoured their judges. All their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calleth unto me. Now, he begins to talk about their kings are fallen. Well, may I say to you, the northern kingdom never had a good king. If you were with us when we were back in the historical books, and in my notes I list the kings of Israel and Judah. Now, Judah had a few good kings. In fact, five of them that led in revivals. But the northern kingdom didn't have a good king in the lot. Every one of them was a king that was as wicked as he could be. And Ahab and Jezebel, I suppose, reached the bottom of the list, but there were some that would run him a very close second. You may be sure of that. Now, let's continue to move on down here. And by the way, I should add that many of their kings were slain in the northern kingdom. And they made about 9 different changes of dynasty. In other words, it started off with Jeroboam, and you don't go very far from Jeroboam until somebody gets in and murders his line, and another line starts out, and it doesn't go very far, and then somebody else is murdered, and then you have some that only one reign. The son didn't even make it to the throne. So that was a judgment upon them. And the kings were kings that God did not choose, you see. It was the line of David. And that line should have been the line that God would bless, not this line in the north, and he certainly did not. Now, verse 8, he says, Ephraim hath mixed himself among the people. God never goes in for mixture. Have you ever noticed that? And I don't care what it is you mix. He somehow or another has never approved of that. I know that certain mixtures in food are delicious. And I like to mix fruit juices. It makes, I think, a marvelous drink. Put together pineapple juice and papaya juice and all these others. And it makes a very delicious drink. But for some strange reason, God never went in for mixture. God has said that it's best that you and I stay on our own level, in our own crowd, actually. And you will find that has been true. And that's one reason God's people today, God's children, born-again believers, ought to begin to recognize that we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. And this question of race or color or of any kind of other thing that would divide us ought not to divide us if we're in Christ. And there is a real division if we're not in Christ.